Vsak drugi ponedeljek označujemo teritorij.
Teritorij teatra.
Hamlet, Ofelija, takoj sem! Takoj sem!
Razvozlavanje malih umetnosti. Januarska epizoda Teritorija teatra zaradi časovne umeščenosti na začetek koledarskega leta nosi nekoliko večjo simbolno težo kot druge. Do tovrstnega simbolnega vrednotenja, ki je povsem prazno, seveda ostajamo kritične, kar pa še ne pomeni, da ga ne smemo izkoristiti v njegovih fenomenoloških prednostih. Za manifestacijo svojih novoletnih zaobljub tako v leto 2023 vstopamo z osvetljevanjem pogosto spregledanih žanrov, ki jih zajema termin male umetnosti. S tem ne predvidevamo celostnega odcepa od institucionalno podprtih žanrov, zgolj prispevamo svoj kamenček v mozaik afirmacije drugih oblik uprizoritvenih umetnosti in se zavezujemo k krepitvi diskurza o njih. Pa začnimo. Krovni pojem male umetnosti zaobjema kabaret, neoborlesko in grotesko, drag, sodobni cirkus, improgledališče, sodobno ulično performativna umetnost, ballroom, pantomimo, stand-up, vodvil, varieté, klovnstvo, pa tudi lutke ter njim podobne robne urbane žanre sodobnih uprizoritvenih umetnosti. Mnoštvo tematik, pristopov in estetik se morda sprva zdi preveč heterogeno, da bi mu uspele najti skupni imenovalec, vendar je med omenjenimi žanri veliko podobnosti. Teatrologinja Zala Dobovšek je v predavanju na predlanskem simpoziju malih umetnosti, ki je bilo pred kratkim objavljeno kot prispevek v najnovejši številki Amfiteatra, skupni imenovalec našla v načinu umetniškega odziva. Sama izraza male umetnosti in nekoliko bolj deskriptivni robni urbani žanri namreč implicirata relacijsko razmerje do velikih središčnih umetnosti. Kot zapiše Dobovšek, etimologija izraza, dobesednega prevoda nemškega Kleinkunst, kaže na minornost v več pogledih. Po materialni plati so dogodki malih umetnosti razmeroma kratki, imajo skromno produkcijsko zaledje in so praviloma izvedeni v komornih prostorih. Na simbolni ravni pa male umetnosti postavljajo zavedno alternativo visoki umetnosti, ki je v infrastrukturnem, izobraževalnem in publicističnem pogledu veliko bolj uveljavljena in podprta. Izraz po svojem nastanku in denotaciji tako ne implicira pejorativnega odnosa do žanrov, ki jih zaobjema, a sama gesta imenovanja je zlahka dojeta kot provokativna, saj zrcali slabšalen odnos do žanrov. Ta je institucionaliziran v stvarni in kulturno-politični infrastrukturi, specifični za različne nacionalne kontekste, tudi slovenskega. Do tega uvida so prišle teoretičarke na že omenjenem simpoziju, ki ga je leta 2021 kot diskurzivno nadaljevanje festivala Sindikat odklonskih entitet organiziral Zavod Emanat. Da zadostimo osnovnim higienskim standardom strokovno-kritiškega pisanja, ne tukaj omenimo, da je kot sočlan projektne skupine Simpozija malih umetnosti in njegovega lanskoletnega nadaljevanja Platforma manjših umetnosti sodeloval tudi avtor nocojšnje oddaje. V sklopu Platforme manjših umetnosti sta se lanskega avgusta odvili tudi dve okrogli mizi, ki ju je poleg avtorja oddaje vodila naša nekdanja sodelavka Maša Radi Buh. Na njiju pa so sodelovale ustvarjalke malih umetnosti, tako iz Slovenije kot iz tujine. V nocojšnjem teritoriju vam želimo predati siže omenjenih diskusij in kako začeti bolje kot pri samem izrazu. Da ga scena še ni posvojila, boste slišale od cirkuške performerke Danijele Zajc, impro gledališčnice Urše Strehar Benčina ter kabaretista Jerneja Škofa.
Ne vem, nisem uporabljala nobenega, nobenega izraza, kako delam. Pogosto sem običajno svoje predstave, moje avtorske, označam kot sodobni cirkus, ampak ja, zagotovo ni to mainstream. Mislim, če je kaj, je pač sodobni cirkus v Sloveniji pač zelo uroban in zelo marginaliziran, pač ne da se dobiti nekaj izobrazbe za to. Jaz kot izvajalka v bistvu se ne obremenjujem s tem v resnici. No. Poskušam sam delati in preživeti. Ustvarjati, kar me zanima.
Ja, mislim, jaz vem, da smo me že pisali kakšen razpis, da je to alternativno gledališče. Ne? Kaj ti narediš eno impro predstavo, ki je tako kvalitetno, ko ljudi reče, a je to kot pravi, kako da je cilj impro gledališče razgledati čim bolj kot klasično gledališče, če reče, če uporabljam gledo, pa niti malo, mislim, vsaj oblike, performativne oblike impra, ki se ga mi gremo oziroma hočemo raziskovati, niso to. Ni to cilj, da je to čim bolj podobno nečemu, kar je, ne, za kar obstaja, mislim, to skoraj bi lahko rekla drug medij, pa drugo smislo, in kjer jaz vidim, da to gledališče ni osrednje, je že v tem, da pač gledalc toliko ne pozna medija, da se počuti lahko v njem izgubljen. Mislim, da ti moraš zelo dober pelec. Sploh, tač, to so umetniško, mislim, umetniško oblika, ki predela ta prebojče, ta plestene in vse to. In ta interakcija, kako ti pač upelješ publiko sebi, ne, moraš v bistvu nekaj povadati. Vsaj tako sem jaz počutila, no, da pač to, tle jaz vidim, da je to robno umestnost to, ker delam veliko z mladimi in tudi, in če ti njih ne pripravaš v šoli o tem, ne govorijo več kot to, ampak to je res onemogočenje umetniške izkušnje v tem pogledu, da pač, če se nekaj dogaja za tavo, se prosim to obišnja in imajo že s tem težavno, ne, ker pač gledališču se tem gleda na ravnosti.
Jaz, ko nastopam, sem v središču, ne, in ravno gor ali dol, tako da to je čisto uporno, ampak ta margina, to se tudi danes sem že ful razmišljal, vse to ekonomsko in tve in pač trendi in vse te zadeve, ampak vsaj, ko smo, ne vem, vsaj, ko govorim iz izkušenj kot narativen, pa oziroma pa sploh nekaj produkcij, ki so nastavile v okolici Tiffanyja, v bistvu, pri nas je bila ta margina vedno bolj vsebinska zadeva, kakor pa da bi se, mislim, seveda smo to ekonomsko in pač popularnost te zadeve smo vedno pač zaznavali in te zadeve, ampak predvsem je pa v bistvu vzpostavljanje nekega prostora, kjer smo skušali v bistvu vzpostaviti prostor za LGBT performerje, da lahko izražajo neke vsebinske forme brez tega, da so v bistvu neki, da so ujeti v bistvu neke stroj procese.
Oznaka male umetnosti se posvojitvi upira predvsem zaradi top-down pristopa lansiranja. Vendar, sodeč po odzivih na okrogli mizi, njeni uporabi scena ustvarjalk načeloma ne nasprotuje, saj ustvarjalke tudi same opažajo materialno in vsebinsko podobnost, če tudi ne estetskih sorodnosti, med robnimi urbanimi žanri. Nadaljujeta Strehar Benčina in Zajc.
Ja, moram reči, da jaz, ki v bistvu nikoli nisem uporabljala izraza male ali pa manjše umetnosti, če že alternativne ali pa robne, sep ne bi rekla, da delam male umetnosti ali pa manjše, ampak ja, če pa pač govorimo ja, v smislu umetnosti, ki imajo ravno ta aktivistični naboj, ravno zaradi tega, ker so na robu in ker lahko delajo s temami, ki v mainstreamu nimajo prostora, pa se mi to sigurno zdi opolnomočujoč moment. Tako da v bistvu prej kot da se bi počutila, ne vem, slabo, pa se počutim pač močno, mislim, da pa mi z tega neko moč, ne, pa ja.
Pa še je fajn, da se skužajo od teme, kaj dobili na prostora. Zakaj bi bil to, rekla, ne prijetno, pa ne tak, da bi čelil svoj izraz, niti malo, ne gre za pač oblike umetnosti, ki mislim, da so itak te izrazi služijo bolj, so okvirno, niso, kako se reče, no, kletka, pa niso lisice, ne. Mislim, da moč tem izrazi imajo. Kako se posti se te, kako se, kaj mislim, kaj je kar polimo. Mislim, vsako stvar lahko zelo etimološko in kako še drugače raziščeš, no, iz te pa pride, kako se pa zgodi, da je spod ta pomen tak, da je nekaj boljši, nekaj pa slabši.
Žanri, bolje rečeno njihove ustvarjavke, združeni pod oznako male umetnosti, pa kljub sorodnostim ne nastopajo združeno. To bi lahko razložile kot posledico prekarnih oblik zaposlitve večine umetnic, ki jih ustvarjajo, vendar stvar ni tako preprosta. Res, da v Sloveniji nimamo institucionalizirane akademije za klovnstvo, burlesko, drag ali katerikoli drug žanr malih umetnosti, po svojem ustroju se ti žanri institucionalizaciji namreč izmikajo. Irena Ristić, raziskovalka na Beograjski fakulteti dramskih umetnosti, je v predavanju na dotičnem simpoziju, dostopnem v že omenjeni številki amfiteatra, zapisala, da alternativne oblike malih umetnosti nastajajo v drugačnih razmerjih. Tistih, ki se zoperstavljajo diktatu kapitalističnega imaginarnega. Primer neukalupljivega žanra, ki je mnogo več kot zgolj to, nam poda Plenum, oče dunajske Kiki House of Vivi.
Vogue has a lot of theory. Mm-hmm. Because it comes from a marginalized group of people, black and Latinx queer bodies, that had to find a way of translating what they saw in the magazine onto their own bodies. That the magazine already communicated to them, your body is not desirable in this way. Okay, but what do they do so I can look like the part, so then people will read me as, you know, a glamorous model, a male runway model, a female runway model, often within the same body. So then the theory really became breaking down habits, breaking down body language, and going into like some of the icons of early Hollywood, like the Garbo was a dance before there was Vogue, right? So they were like, let's do it like Greta when she has a headache. And like they would talk about like how she would put her hands onto her neck and stuff like that. So I find that voguing has a lot of oral theory, but it has to be transmitted orally, because if you just write down what it is, you don't really get to interact with it the same way. There's also a lot of I get so many requests from bachelor thesis talking about gender in the ballroom. And I was like, here are some of the academics that have already written about these in the 90s or the 80s or the early 2000s. Like, there is a lot. It's just that the theory is one aspect, and it's not the same thing as the lived experience. Mm-hmm.
Prakse ballrooma, kot je Vogue, so zaradi svoje ekstremnosti morda še najbolj ilustrativne. Ballroom so zgodovinsko razvile pripadnice ranljivih družbenih skupin, zato se njegova institucionalizacija zdi absurdna. A kot nadaljuje Plenum, po plesnem žanru Vogue obstaja veliko večji apetit.
I feel that the internet already took a hold of the dance before, because it is such a viral dance. With Vine, there was just like, you know, you can do a 7-second Vogue video and people will be like, what the fuck, this is so hot. Because the dance is so immersive that you can actually communicate some of its hype in a very short video.
You also learn it or not?
I always see who learns from YouTube. A lot of people learn off YouTube, and I'm like, you have no lineage, because there is lineage to the dance. Mm-hmm. I was passed on the concepts, not the moves. Mm-hmm. The moves are my own, even though they might look very similar to another person. But I can see somebody who studied the video on half speed and was like, this hand goes here, this hand. And then they do it and it looks, you know, like it looks like the technique. But I'm like, oh, there's nothing, there's no personality in it. Mm. Because all you did was copy what you saw on YouTube. And that's not going to work in a dance that relies on you as your and your personhood to infuse it with life.
And your personal story.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Poudarek na skupnosti so prepoznale tudi druge sogovornice okroglih miz, takisto tiste, ki se ukvarjajo z bolje podprtimi žanri. Nizozemski pantonimik Igor Vrebac je občutek pripadnosti, ki ga imajo alumni šole pantomime na Amsterdamski akademiji za gledališče in ples, opisal kot družino. Kot pa nadaljuje plenum, je tudi tovrsten zaščitniški odnos moč interpretirati kot posledico marginaliziranosti.
When we talk about ballroom, it's a community thing. So it cannot be taught in an institutionalized way only. And I find that generally when dance is taught from just an institutional perspective, it usually makes for really terrible art. But then people are like, oh, I can analyze why it was terrible, but it's still terrible. And the community aspect is what's missing, because people actually pay for something that then they think they have some claim over. But dance really happens within the exchange. And the art is happening from sharing each other's perspectives and life stories. And you cannot pay your way into that. You just have to make connections. There's a difference in the expectation also that the students usually have. I find, because I also teach at university, and a lot of them come in expecting to just kind of like get their grades, get their ECTS points and stuff. And I'm like, okay, if this is what you're here for, I'm going to work you out. But I might not really let you know all of the behind the scenes. Like, we're just going to do this move, we're going to do this phrase or whatever. And it really has a lot to do with the interest that is coming towards me as a teacher, which then determines where I'm going with my teaching. And I can be a fitness instructor too, you know, like Vogue is a workout. If you want to do that, sure, let's do it, you know. But if you really want to dive into the depth of what the culture is, every movement has meaning. So I can talk about that a lot.
Manj ekstremen, a še vedno poveden primer je podala soustanoviteljica bruseljskega kabareta Cabaret Mademoiselle.
Lavev, can you shed some light on the problem?
Yes, I can clear some mystery. on my educational background, it's very easy. It has nothing to do with what I do now. I studied graphic design ages ago. And in terms of my art, my drag, there's basically no training for it. So I have no degree, no diploma. Everything has been learned on stage by myself with my fellow performers. There's nowhere to learn, so I have zero degree. All that I have is experience, and it's a strange feeling when you have no ways to get a degree, that you had never had the safety of having a paper or a diploma or something that certified that you indeed are the person you say you are. So there's a lot of self-doubt, a lot of, you know, saboteur kind of vibes in my case. Some people are most probably more confident than I am, but we all, to some extent, are wondering how legitimate we can be.
Zaradi manjka sistematiziranih izobraževalnih sistemov se ustvarjalke malih umetnosti, male umetnice, v prakso večinoma izučijo z mentorstvi, na potovanjih in delavnicah. V Sloveniji so jih v preteklosti gostili gledališki festivali, kot so Mesto žensk, Rdeče zore, Ana Desetnica, Klon Buf in že omenjeni sindikat odklonskih entitet, danes imenovan Platforma. Samoukinje znanje pridobivajo primarno po neformalnih kanalih. Nadaljujeta Lavev in Plenum.
Usually, other than that, it's more about, yeah, small workshops, like 2 hours here, 2 hours there. Although we've also been kind of fiddling with the idea of Mademoiselle Academy could be fun, but how would that actually happen? What would we offer? Is that a year thing? There's a lot of questions to be asked there because it really doesn't exist. Should it exist? To what extent should it exist? And yeah, it's an interesting reflection, yeah.
In ballroom, we have houses. So there's workshops that are open for the general public, and I am part of 2 houses. So there's a major scene and there's a Kiki scene. The major scene is more international. You're connected with people from other countries, but also often there's chapters that are more local. And then the Kiki scene, which is really focusing on the local aspect is has become my family, my second family, my queer family, so to speak. And we just meet. Like, again, it's this like organic passing on of knowledge, which is very much just doing the thing. We're not sitting down and saying like, okay, now we're doing the teaching, but maybe somebody comes in and has an idea and it's like, oh, look at what I did with this move. And then you're like, wait, how did you do that? And all of a sudden everybody's learning that, but then we're going back to eating and just, you know, sharing some tea or whatever.
Na teritoriju malih umetnosti je tako diskrepanca med izkušnjami in položajem, referencami in plačilnim razredom, birokracijo in življenjem še toliko večja kot pri institucionalno podprtih praksah.
Austria punishes me for a degree. Quite obviously, yeah. I teach at university and there's a pay scale. And as a professional artist, I am below every other like pay grade. So the person that's on maternity leave for 2 years receives more money sitting at home than the person that's actually teaching the class. And that comes up very often that like certain certificates and stuff are required. In Austria, I have a convenient position because I've been to the top of the things that you can receive in Austria, like they're like, oh, but you're not a professional dancer. I'm like, but I taught at Impulse Dance for 4 years. The biggest dance festival that Austria has. And they're like, oh, I guess that makes sense. And I also have a lot of friends that are international, that are in similar positions. People that didn't get to finish their formal education in ballet because they were not actually fitting the gender binary enough. And it's, again, I come back with this, like, I play this game a lot. I'm like, you tell me I don't have a degree, but here are my credentials. And where are the people with degrees in there? And they're like, oh, okay, well, then we have to figure something out.
So have you ever been rejected? Because obviously you should earn more than they offer. Have you had a project like, oh, but we cannot pay you for whatever reason? Because
absolutely. But I've also stepped away from things for that very reason, you know, where I'm just like, okay, if you can't do that, if you can't think outside of your box, I can't fit inside of it. You know? Great. My workshop at Impulse Dance was called Breaking the Box.
Love it. Love it.
Kot pa pojasni LaVeuf, lahko z mankom papirjev hitro trčiš v še hujše težave.
I'm currently applying for a visa to live in the UK. And I'm supposed to look for letters of recommendation from experts in my field, which is very funny because it doesn't exist. And I'm required from the Arts Council of the UK to get experts in my field to vouch for me, which puts me in an impossible position because I'm no experts, no like recognized expert, confirmed experts in my field. So it's very interesting how we're supposed to fit in the categories to some extent. I could tick several boxes.
Yeah.
And it made me think a lot. I was like, should I create a new box? No, I shouldn't create a new box. We should allow people to be on top of many boxes or out of all the boxes instead of trying to make me fit into a new one.
Yeah.
It was very, very, a thought process, very interesting one. There's no way to convince them that you do something as valuable as someone with a degree. They have to judge by themselves. And I do sometimes, well, oftentimes, have the feeling that in the Western world, most of the administrations, etc., they don't know what to do with us. We don't fit in those boxes. And it's very, very, I think it must be very bothersome for a lot of them. like it's a pain to deal with artists for most of them.
Kot je omenila Irena Ristić, je včasih že sama odločitev za brezkompromisen obstanek v malih umetnostih uporniška gesta. Na svojih primerih pojasnjujeta Plenum in Vrebac.
The degree side of things, it sounds fancy, but I've never finished my JPP program in Winnipeg for a very specific reason, actually, because I didn't want to become what they were looking for, which was an expert dancer, but a canvas for another person, basically. They told me that. They're like, you need to shed all of your training and all of your knowledge so you can become something for another person to chisel. I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. to all of the people that actually were in my year and have a degree, a Bachelor of Arts, they don't dance anymore. There's one more person out of my year that still dances. So I consider myself an expert in, just my own life, my own experience, and bringing actually a lot of general things together. Because also my singing degree was because I was asked again and again to be in musicals, which I had no liking for or interest. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I have to learn how to really properly sing in that style. And yeah, I would say that my experience is very specific.
Contrary to what you describe of like this canvas, blank canvas as a dancer. And that's why I think MIME has been so successful throughout the years, especially with the last artistic director. She was really focused on the person in the school. So what is your... Okay, you have all the technicalities, all the same classes, all the dance classes, everything is the same for everyone. But what is your quality that makes you pop out of the class? So we were not shaped as a blank canvas that we should be able to work with everyone, be taught what we should do. Of course, we are very flexible and versatile, but we also know what we can bring. And that makes it for a lot of directors really interesting to work. Like you said, like daughters and family members, like directors always, when they work with MIME performers, they know, like, okay, they are makers as well. They can, you know, they think, they don't only like say, okay, let's do whatever you ask for me, but I will deliver something that I think this is it's interesting for the performance or the scene or the day of rehearsals.
Če ste o poslušanju nocojšnje oddaje zaznale podobnosti med izrazom male umetnosti in kvirom, ste zadele žebljico na glavico. Poleg tega, da gre pri obeh za krovni izraz, ki zajema izmuzljive entitete, ki se upirajo normativnosti, oba tvorita skupnosti nenormativnih posameznic. Če analogijo še stopnjujemo, lahko rečemo, da preveč podrobna definicija malih umetnosti ni zares smotrna. O primerjavi pa vidimo tudi, da izpostavljanje materialnih pomankljivosti ni v službi nerganja in jamranja, temveč deljenja strategij ustrajanja. Ustvarjalka malih umetnosti in žanrom, v katerih se udejanjajo, tako ali tako ni odmerjena zadovoljiva produkcijska, prostorska in socialna podpora. Mala umetnost je znatno šibkeje podprta tudi v kritiškem in teoretičnem pisanju. Če tudi mnoge ustvarjalke stremijo k izboljšanju materialnih pogojev svojega dela, pa hkrati ostajajo kritične do statusa, ki bi ga takšne spremembe prinesle. Ja. Lanskega septembra se je v Gala Hali odvila prva slovenska drag konferenca v organizaciji Društva Škuc, kulturnega centra Q in Pink The Underground. Na njej so ustvarjalke obravnavale tudi nocoj omenjene tematike, med njimi vprašanje, kako se opredeliti do množične produkcije in vedno večjega občinstva na primeru draga, zahvaljujoč odmevnosti resničnostnega šova RuPaul's Drag Race. Svoje poglede predstavita prva dama Srbije Sonja Sajzor in Mentalika.
Thank you. So it's very important to understand that drag race is very different from the world of drag. I personally don't really like the format of drag race because I don't like this idea that it gives to people that drag queens exist only for being ranked. You know, who's better, who's first, who's this, who's that. We're all doing this because it's fun for us. We don't need to be ranked. And we also don't need people approaching us and like reading us from like head to toe. You know, this is not talked, this is not blocked, this is not good, you know.
Especially if you're not a drag.
Yeah, we're just doing something to express ourselves. And drag race can become also very toxic because it also gives like cis people, heterosexual people, people who don't do drag, the idea that they have the right to approach a drag queen and like read her from head to toe. Because if you think about Drag Race, Drag Race is the only show where you have drag queens competing and they're being judged by people who do not know how to do drag. And if you were to try to do that with anything else, like have a singing competition and have the judges be people who don't know how to sing, it would be absolutely absurd. But this is acceptable because we as queer people, especially as non-conforming queer people, are seen as freaks, are seen as less, as inferior. So I don't like the message that Drag Race sometimes has the tendency to send, but it did help a lot of people understand drag a little bit better and become interested more into drag queens. And we have something to connect on. Like if you're in a room with another gay or trans person, you might may not know anything about each other, but you always have Drag Race and Britney. And it's very important to focus on going and seeing those people live, because you're seeing like 1% of what actually happens in the real drag world. And in the real drag world, like, we don't look that polished. We don't have money for human hair wigs. We have to repeat outfits because we're all working class. None of us is rich. You know, we don't work with so many designers and like so many expensive, we don't own like so many expensive things. So it's very important to understand working class drag and understand that Drag Race just represents like a glamorized version, like 1% of reality of what drag really is in the real world.
And also, yeah, I would absolutely love for the possibility of like drag becoming my full-time job, because I just feel like I will be so less stressed about everything when it comes to drag if I was able to do just this and like devote 100% of myself to just this. Imagine the power. Maybe it's better for you to keep me in this, you know.
Prva dama Srbije Sonja Sajzor in Mentalika sta izpostavili krhko bilanco med zagonom, ki ga črpata iz iskanja užitka v kvirovskem performiranju, ter ovirami, ki jih predstavljajo nenaklonjeni materialni pogoji ter napačna reprezentacija dregovskih žanrov na televizijskem šovu z ogromno gledanostjo. Mnogo drugih gosti konference pa je na vprašanje o želenih spremembah odgovorilo z nekritičnim apelom k večji vidnosti drag ustvarjavk tudi zunaj prostorov, namenjenih prvenstveno spolnim manjšinam. S tem se hitro zapletemo v past institucionalizacije, kot jo pojasni kabaretist Slavko Trivković na okrogli mizi platforme manjših umetnosti.
Zdi se pa začne s tem pridobivanjem sredstev, vsi ti razpisi. Se nam zdi, da se v bistvu začne nekako brisati meja med nami in institucijo. Ne? Ti moraš pol nekoga zaposlenega, da ti spremlja vse te razpise, se prijavlja na vse te razpise, rada še enega, da ti dela to, pa ono pa tretja, ne, in kaj začne na stvar, tukaj je institucija, ne. Malo umetnosti, ne vem, sprečujem se, a malo umetnost je še vedno malo umetnost, kojo država sponzorira. Pa koliko lahko kritiziraš oblast in državo, ko dobiš denar od njih.
Po Trivkovičevih izkušnjah z dregovskim nastopanjem v Cankarjevem domu ter ob kvirovski skeptičnosti do ustaljenih hierarhij, bi nekritično sprejemanje večjih honorarjev in vidnosti lahko ranilo kvaliteto in kritični naboj žanrov, obravnavanih v tokratni oddaji. V osrednjem slovenskem hramu kulture drag denimo ni uspel prebiti četrte stene, z večjo vidnostjo pa se ustvarjalke odprejo tudi večji nevarnosti nestrpnosti, ki bi udrla v prostore, ki so jih skupnosti skozi zgodovino konstruirale za varne. Sklepne občutke in dileme sta delila še Strihar Benčina in Trivković.
Mislim, naj se nekaj nerobno umetnost malo to, da kaj se reče, kaj še mu kolega, da greva spet na bojem trgu z ljudi. Pač kaj da te, no, ne pustite toliko na mir, ne. Nisi toliko delač, hoče jih bliži, hoče jih vate, ta izkušnja, mislim, kaj da vam ni bolj težnje od tu, ali pa štikate.
Vse je zelo osebno, lahko je zelo intimno, In tukaj lahko gledalec veliko več doživi in se mu veliko več zgodi. In tudi na ulici sem veliko tega doživljal. Na ulici se velikokrat zgodi, da te stopajoči ogovori, pristopi in je pol ta izkušnja še nekaj toliko več kot samo sedeti in gledati naravnost. Ta čarovnija, ki jo doživiš, kot se zažbečkar, kot ti zaprepota.
Če želite v letu 2023 tudi same na lastni koži izkusiti čarovnijo, ki te zažgečka in ti zabrbota, ter ne veste, kam se obrniti, si na spletni strani Radija Študent pod nocojšnjim prispevkom oglejte novo nastali Teritorijev mali ap. Z njim želimo dopolniti že sistematične preglede dogajanja na institucionalni in neodvisni sceni, ki jih nudita portala Si gledal in neodvisni. Povezavi do portalov sta prav tako na voljo pod prispevkom. V novem koledarskem letu boste tako sistematično obveščene tudi o dogodkih, ki jih produkcijsko, estetsko ali žanrsko lahko označimo za male umetnosti in so jih ujeli naši radarji. Teritoriji teatra pa se vrača 13. februarja s prvo oddajo cikla o ekološkem v uprizoritvenih umetnostih. Oddajo je pripravil Metod, lektorirali sta Živa K in Irena. Montiral je Budis. Brala sem Ajda.
Vsak drugi ponedeljek označujemo teritorij.
Teritorij teatra.
Hamlet! Ofelija, takoj sem! Takoj sem!